Well, nearly. I think like the German friend, there's always going to be that like extra bit of friendship that I won't have with anyone else, because we've got all that history, we've got that all the memories from when we were younger and stuff. And because we've literally been through everything together, and she's always been there. I've always been there for her, and I think that whoever I am, whoever I do become friends with now, and even my other two friends who I am close with, I don't think it will ever be as close. Because I think those memories do count. It does make a difference.
Yeah.
Like people can say, oh, you can still become like really good mates with them. And you can, but there's always going to be that extra little bit missing, I think.
Yeah. How did you go from hating hating each other to actually becoming, like you said, like almost like sisters? Because that's a very close friendship, isn't it? Just to call someone sort of like your sister. So what was the shift that happened there?
Well, it started after the year 11 prom, and there was one of, because we all had pictures taken at the, while we were walking in, and she saw my picture. I was considering whether to buy it or not, and she was like, yeah, buy it. I was like, oh, what? You, where did you come from? And I don't know why I just started talking, and then after GCSE results, we ended up taking two of the same subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that common ground, you always find that, don't you? And then started talking more and found that we had a lot more in common, and because then we were together every day for the whole year. Just grew really strong and stuff.
Yeah.
And even in the holidays, we'd like meet up and she'd come to my house and stay over, I'd stay over at her house, and a lot can happen in a year.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was quite a quick forming friendship.
It was quick but strong.
Yeah.
Like a lot of friendships, I think if you form it quickly, you miss out on a lot of things.
Mm.
But with her, it seemed to be quick and like strong.
Yeah. And could you see yourself? How long could you see yourself staying in contact with her?
I think she'll always be there. I think because like she was saying, oh, when I get married, you could be my bridesmaid. You're going to be up there with me. Okay, you can be there for me. I think to like consider someone like that, I think she'll always be there.
And so how do you feel that your friendships now at university, do you feel that they're very different from your friends?
Yeah.
In what way would you say they're different?
A lot of people that I see, I was like, oh, hi, bye, you're right, how are your exams, and that's it really, and are you going out tonight, and that's always a common question.
Yeah.
And there's not really anyone apart from one person at uni that I actually sit down and really have like a full on heart to heart with them. But I think, I don't know, it's just because at uni I always think that people are always quite busy like doing their own thing, and they always seem to be like a lot more self involved, I found. But I don't know if it's just the people I've been meeting or trying to become friends with, but they always seem a bit more flaky at uni.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you say then that you prefer to have, like you were saying earlier on, it seems like the kind of close, a couple of really close friends, rather than a big group of friends?
I'd rather have a few people that mean a lot to me than hundreds of people that I know so little about it's not, you can't even call it a friendship, it's just like an acquaintance.
Yeah.
But I'm not really bothered about people that I'm just acquainted with and like just fellow students and stuff. I kind of push those, because I don't like people knowing exactly what I'm feeling and thinking all the time. So I think if I've got those few people around me that are close to me, I can confide in them, and that's it. I don't like other people knowing too much about me.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's because I don't really like them or because I keep them away for a reason, but having a few people close to me.
And you prefer to have that private space, maybe a bit more as well.
I like being able to talk to people, like my the people I live with at uni. I can talk to them, but then there's a lot that I think that I have to glaze over it and not give all the details, because then, I don't know, I'm scared they'll judge me, I think.
Okay.
But then I think, like, with my good friends, I know that they won't judge me, so yeah. I'm happier talking to them and I feel a lot more comfortable. There's that comfort factor again, but yeah. I think that's important.
Do you think that's a, would you say that's a process that happens, that process of building up trust in a friendship?
Yeah, but then I think that once you become friends with someone and then you, like, you hit it off, basically, that you'll know if you feel, you're going to feel comfortable with them. Mm. And you won't, like, have to, like, convince yourself and talk yourself, and it'll just, it'll naturally develop. It won't be you, like, making things happen or doing things like that. But I think if it's going to be there, it will be there. Okay. If it's not, then don't push it.
Okay. Yeah. So you kind of feel that happens
yeah.
very much naturally.
Yeah.
And would you say that that would be an immediate thing that would happen, that trust that then just develops, or do you feel more that it would take time to develop, but once it's there, it's reasonably stable, the trust?
I think that, like, there'd be little bits that you'd tell, that, like, little signs that tell you that you can trust that person and that they're not going to judge you. Mm. Yeah, I think, like, bit by bit, I think that you, like, just, like, when things happen and different situations you, like, go through, then, like, I think the reactions that you see, the reactions that you get from the people that are around you, you can tell what they're going to be thinking and how much you can trust them and stuff.
Mm.
But then once it does happen and once it's kind of proved itself, then I think it's strong then.
And do you feel that you've developed that level of trust with your, you talked about your two close friends at university, do you feel like yeah. you've developed that level of trust with both of those friends at university?
I think with one of them I have, but I think with both of them I have developed it, but then there's always that doubt.
Mm.
But I don't know if that's because I've not known them as long, or because with those two I've always been the third wheel, so it's harder to fully trust them. Now, yeah. I know that they wouldn't, like, purposely do anything to, like, hurt me or anything.
Mm.
But I think there's always that doubt in the back of your head. Until I'm completely comfortable with something.
Yeah.
I'm completely happy with it. I'll always be that doubt. Like, just to keep my distance. So then if anything does happen, it's easier for me to get away and cut that off, and kind of like the security thing.
It's that safety, that comfort zone that you were talking about before.
Yeah.
And then how does it feel when you've achieved that level of trust with a friend? How does that change your friendship?
I think it just makes you a lot happier, and you just enjoy just sitting about and doing nothing, and being able to, knowing that whenever anything happens, you've got someone to call, and someone that will help you through something, and will understand you, and they won't judge you, and that if anything bad does happen, you know that they will look after you, and they will always be there.
Yeah. Okay. So, how long do you see yourself being friends with the girls that you're friends with now at university, the two girls that you're particularly close to?
I can see us being, like, good friends for a while, but I think eventually the circumstances will change, and eventually we'll start growing apart, and then there'll be, like, the people that you call up and be like, oh, hi, how are you? I haven't spoken to you in ages, blah, blah, blah. And then that's it, and then you won't talk again for ages, and then I think it'll be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so can you think of an example from your own experience that demonstrates what your friends mean to you? So it could be like a sort of particular act of kindness or something a friend has done to you which makes you think.
Yeah. Well, there was one where I got upset over something. I was crying on the phone to my friend and she ended up crying as well. And we're both just crying at each other, and none of us could understand what the other was saying, but the fact that I knew that she was there and crying with me, it's just felt good. felt crap at the time because something, obviously I was crying, but
yeah,
no, thinking about it afterwards, I just thought, yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
And what do you think it was about that experience that made you feel good?
Because it felt that, because I was really sad, but it's like she felt my pain kind of thing. Like she understood what I was going through. And like, we don't just cry at the drop of a hat. Well, some people can, but I think it's weird. But when you cry, when your friends cry, and I think that just shows that how close you are and that you do mean a lot to each other. Because it's not nice when you someone that you see, when you care, or the one that you care about is crying, or that they're sad, or there's something wrong with them, because you always want to help. And just, I think her doing that just showed that she was there for me. Yeah.
And then did that affect your friendship from then on? Did that change your friendship at all?
Well, with her it was always one of, always that, she was always there and I was always there, but we weren't always around each other. But I think it kind of kept it the same, but I think as friendships go on, there's always like little things that happen that will make it stronger, but because they're so like spread out, it doesn't really seem that it's making any great impact, but it is, but it just kind of gradually makes it stronger.
And then when do you think you noticed that it's actually had an impact on your friendship?
I think it's when the next thing happens. That, like, because you go through something else together, and then like, oh wow, we did this, and then you'll remember all the other things, and then like remember how you are with other people and what your other friendships are like, and think, well, I can't do this with that person, and yeah, I think that's when you'll see that you're actually quite good friends and your friendship is quite strong.
So obviously, like you mentioned, that at that time that meant a lot to you because it actually felt like someone was, that your friend was experiencing your pain, which having that level of empathy is like, as you say, is really powerful. What does that mean to you now that you think back on it?
It still means a lot because even though, well, she's married now, it's different because when you're married everything changes and stuff, but even when I do go home, and I do see her, but we don't make like a conscious effort to meet up and stuff because it's like our schedules are so, well, hers are so busy, married women and all that, but I still feel like grateful to her that she was there for me when I needed her.
And then you just mentioned there about marriage changing everything. How do you feel that marriage has changed your friendship then?
It's made it, well, her husband's really annoying, to be honest. I don't like
right.
But a lot of people don't like him. And at first, when she told me she was getting married, I was in shock and I just didn't understand why she was getting married to him. Because they had such a rocky past and stuff. And it just didn't make sense to me. But then I just thought I'd just be there for her. But then, so I was there, throughout the whole wedding. And I think then I was glad that I was there, because at first I was going to go on holiday and be like, yeah, get it. But then I actually was there, and I'm glad I was, because I noticed that there wasn't any of our other friends there, and I was the only one that was there. So the rest of it was all family and like family friends, but no one that was really that close to her.
Okay.
And so then I felt glad that I was there. And it was like, I just ignored the fact that she was getting married to that guy, and just made it about me and her. I think for the friendship you have to do that, you have to forget all the other third parties and just try and like look at your actual friend and see what they're feeling and what they're feeling is more important than what you're feeling. But now I think it is a bit odd, and because obviously when you're married and she's got her family life and stuff, because she lives with her in-laws as well, so, and they're quite like a strict family, so she's always got that thing holding her back still. And she never went to uni, so my family's always been a lot more liberal than hers has. So I think in that way it's different. It's not like I can't meet up with her randomly now, and she can't stay out late and things like that. It's kind of the same, because going from my parents' house to my in-laws' house is not that much different. But when you talk, it's just a lot of it's her complaining about her in-laws.
Okay.
So it's limited on what we can talk about.
Yeah. And do you,